Blog Talk Radio.
Opening theme for Wrestle Talk Across the Country, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. My sidekicks are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ralph Williams, Smoking Jim Frazier, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, because I realize 45 goes by quick, next week an hour, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in place, hand off the mic. Ralph, you first. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And you can pass that right on to Smoking Jim as we get this show going in high gear tonight.
Well, thank you, Mark, and I apologize to everyone that we were late tonight. Yeah. Mark and I got a little behind the eight ball here, so we apologize for that. Anyway, you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also on YouTube. I have my own channel on YouTube as well. You can get a hold of me there. And then you can also, Smoking Jim and I will be going on Beaver County Radio, FM 95.7, FM 99.3 AM 1230 and 1460 on Beaver County Radio, starting Tuesday, June 20th, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with Sports Corner Radio. And our guest, special guests are going to be Luther Dupree along with Smoking Jim Frazier and myself. And we're going to talk about the boxing authorities and some other kind of sports as well. And we'll also be taking your phone calls. I'll have that number for you next week for you guys to call in to say hello. Welcome to the new show and everything else. So, and I'll get to our sponsors as soon as Smoking Jim does his thing. Go ahead, Smoking Jim.
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Well, we'll give it over to you, Ralph, after we got the pleasantries out of the way and everything. I know there's a topic that you might want to break down. We'll, you know, help you break it down, and then we'll get Smoking Jim, and then I'll break it with the listeners.
Okay. Right now, I'm in the studios here at First Line Consultants. Get on their website, firstlineconsultants.com. Listen, First Line Consultants can create a website for you, manage it, and give you anything you need on your website for a low price. So what you want to do is get on their website today, First Line Consultants. They're our studio sponsor here for Wrestle Talk here in Pittsburgh, and also our studio sponsor for Sports Corner and The Way I See It as well. I also want to talk to you about Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio. Call them today, 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. Also, they have an email address, hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com, and check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com, and Hillcrest Farm on Facebook. They're in Richmond, Ohio, 45 minutes away from Pittsburgh, right up the hill from Steubenville. Grain, hay, beef. And let me tell you what, they have some package deals that'll knock your socks off. Call them today. Go on their website. Find out the package deals. I'll tell you what, you will not be unhappy, especially their ground beef deal. Check that out. Next, I want to talk to you about another one of our sponsors, Draft 412. Get on their website today, Draft 412. The hockey draft's coming up. Baseball draft. Draft 412 has everything you need. Get on their website. Check it out. It's all broken down. It's owned by Dave Finoli and Joe Puglis and a few other guys. They own it. They have it. get on draft 412. And then our final sponsor, DJ Fun. Call him today, 412-545-4317. I'm telling you right now, DJ Fun, he has spoken with the client over the last couple of days. The lady wanted a book for a fundraiser, and the DJs that she got a hold of before DJ Fun found her, these DJs wanted $700 to $900 for a four-hour party, not DJ Fun. Give him a call today, 412-545-4317. All right, we're going to get started with some wrestling news. The NWA is having their Crockett Cup. And Trevor Murdoch and Mike Knox, they win the 2023 tag team division of the Crockett Cup. Camille DeFeach and Natalia Markovo, they retain the NWA World Women's Championship. EC3 defeated Tom Latimer to retain his NWA National Champion. As you know, EC3 was once in Impact Wrestling. MA5 defeated Angelina Love, who I'm surprised lost in this match, and Max to retain the Impact NWA, or I'm sorry, the NWA World Women's Tag Team Belt. NWA, the rest of this, the Country Gentlemen, retained the NWA United States Team Belts. Kenzie Page retained the Women's TV Title Championship that they have on NWA, and Colby Carino won a match to earn a future NWA Junior Heavyweight Championship match. Other wrestling news before we get to the big guys of WWE and AEW, MLW, John Hennigan, formerly known as John Morrison, has claimed the MLW World Heavyweight Championship. And in Impact, Jordan Dine and Moose are free agents. Where will they go? We can talk about that later. WWE News, they're developing new sets for Raw and SmackDown coming up soon. Seth Rollins is going to NXT to fight Braun Breaker. That's a rumor going around. That is going to be fought for the world title. Michael Cole, rumored to be retiring. Natalya, rumored to be retiring. Bad news on this front, Braun Strowman is to have neck fusion surgery. Yesterday, the Iron Sheik passed away, 90 years old. Sad to hear that. My condolences and our condolences here at WrestleTalk to his family. Liv Morgan, her birthday is today, 29 years old. Quick notes on AEW, I don't have a lot here, but Jay White has reported that it looks like the Guns brothers are going to join the Bullet Club. The firm is being dissolved and starting to dwindle down because Stokely Hathaway has become an official for AEW. Okay, Mark, and later on we'll get to the top 100 tag teams in all of wrestling. We left off at 65.
Yep.
So we'll be doing that as well later on. But right now, your thoughts on what I just talked about. We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Man, I tell you what, you said a mouthful, Ralph. I tell you what, the guy that would intrigue me the most is Seth Rollins. Monday Night Rollins going over to NXT to challenge, but I didn't think that Breaker still had the belt. I thought he lost the belt, but that should be a good match if they hook up.
Oh yeah, yeah. Braun Breaker still hasn't. Carmelo Hayes has the belt in NXT. Braun Breaker hasn't, but there, for some strange reason, Braun Breaker has challenged Seth Rollins to a match. Rollins has accepted that match will happen soon. When? Nobody knows. But at this time, that is where that is going. Mark, what's your thoughts on everything I had to say?
Well, I will tell you this, to follow up what Smoke and Jim said, the catapult on what you were talking about. The Rollins-Priest match looks a little interesting here on this past Monday night, because basically there might be a little chinks in the armor here of the Judgment Day. Finn Balor was told to stay away. He came out. And I don't know, but I can smell something kind of turning here, maybe a face turn. I don't know if it's Balor. I don't know if it's Priest, but that will open the door for AJ Styles to come into that group, I'm thinking, to give it a little more flavor, if you say, because it's been stagnant for a while. Let's face it, Rhea Ripley's just hanging around, you know, to keep these guys abreast and relevant, because otherwise they'd be falling off a cliff somewhere. But I think the thing is, you got to get something going here for SummerSlam in Detroit, and I think it could be a Priest and Balor match, because this is not going to go away. I don't know if you guys caught it, but looked like one of those things, you know, Balor cost him the title, if you want to say that. So this is not going to go unnoticed here. I look for these guys maybe to have a match. Somebody's going to turn face here, and I kind of think it might be Priest, because he was sharing the accolades and stuff with Rollins. So we can have a turn here with Priest. I don't know what your thoughts are on Ralph, and then we'll give it over to Smoking Jim.
Yeah, I think there's you say kink in the armor. I always say trouble in paradise, because this paradise of the Judgment Day is about to fall. You're right, Rhea Ripley's been going her own, and Dom's been, at the hip there, hiding behind her because he doesn't want to fight Cody Rhodes, you know, that kind of thing, you know, and he pretends about that 15 minutes he spent in jail, all right? So, you know, and that's...
Hang on a minute, guys. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
Right.
Still here, guys. I'm still here. I'm sorry. I had a little issue here with my phone, but I'm still here. All right. Like I said, and now... You're right, Mark, there's going to be some trouble in paradise here. I read a report today that Damian Priest is 40 years old, and I didn't realize he was that old, and he's looking to try to get something before he retires. He's looking to retire in the next 5 or 6 years because of his age. You know, once you reach 40 years old, things change in your body and stuff like that. It's harder and harder to keep your body the way it is, and I read a report today that he just turned 40 years old. Finn Balor, I don't know what he wants to do. He's like a lost soul swimming in a fishbowl. So we're going to find out what happens to him there. Smoking Jim.
Yeah, I've seen something recently. I don't know if you've seen it, Ralph and Mark, but Rhea Ripley has 2 million followers. Unbelievable, man. She's one of the most popular out there on social media. She has more followers, I think they said, than the New York Yankees. So, incredible. Yeah, that's really incredible. I tell you what, Finn Balor is a superstar. He's a guy that's better on his own. I like his theme music, how he used to come out. I think he missed that. I think he's getting sick and tired of everything being surrounded around Everett. He's like the fourth wheel, man. You know, he's like the fifth best singer in all boy band, and he don't like that. And I think that, like Mark said, he already caused, the championship this weekend. And I think he'll eventually do something and go off on his own. And, he's not really he's not a very good supporting cast in a team like that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely
amazing.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
No, I mean, I think he brought it down right, because, you know, I couldn't have said it any better than what you did, Smoking Jim. I'll give it over to you for a comment on that, Ralph.
Oh, yeah. I agree with Smoking Jim on this as well. Finn Balor, he's, like I said, he's a lost soul swimming in a fishbowl, because he's like the guy that nobody cares about. And that's exactly where it's at with him. I'm hearing rumors that the Judgment Day is going to expand. Mark says it's AJ Styles. I was told it's that new guy that just came up from NXT, and he beat up on Dolph Ziggler last week or a couple weeks back. He beat him up real bad. That guy, I heard, is going to join Judgment Day. So if that happens and they get bigger, I mean, I see Rhea Ripley and Dom going on their own. I see Finn Balor and Damian Priest arguing and fighting, and whatnot. So this might fall apart before it expands. And I haven't seen the Hurt Business get back together yet. That's supposed to happen. That hasn't happened as well. So these factions are really starting to, other than Imperium right now, it looks like the bloodline's falling apart. And I'm hearing, keep hearing stories where Rikishi and Sika are supposed to come in and interject. But I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll find out. But right now we got some trouble in paradise with some of these factions. And Imperium's about the only one that's still together, no fighting and arguing or nothing like that.
No doubt about it. Any more on your end, Ralph? Do you want to take another thing and or pass it on to Smoke and Jim for a topic maybe we can break down?
Yeah, you know, the women's division, you know, in the WWE is kind of getting, you know, a little stale here a little bit. Now you got Natalya, who is talking about retiring, and her husband Tyson Kidd now is a producer in the back for SmackDown. So I'm looking at it that if Natalya retires, which of course she's had a great career, she's been the women's champion a few times. Charlotte Flair's out doing poses and doing female muscle stuff or whatever she's doing. She might not be back for a little while. And then you have you know, some of these other gals here. And now you got Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler as the tag team champions for the women's division. And now you got Money in the Bank coming up. We're going to find out who's going to get the briefcase, who's going to, you know, cash it in or do whatever. Liv Morgan cashed it in that night and ended up being a champion last year. So, you know, the women's division needs a little bit of tinkering. It's like a car, guys, that
right.
needs a little bit of a little bit of a tune-up. And the women's division needs that, and they need to start bringing some of these women back, and maybe, you know, the Trish Stratus angle with Becky Lynch, and now you got the girls from NXT up, and you know, you got the return of some of these other ones. So we'll see what happens. I'm hearing Nia Jax is coming back, and if she does come back, if the bloodline's still together, I hear she's going to join the bloodline. So we'll see what goes on with this. And I was told she lost a lot of weight, and she's on her way back. So we're going to see what Nia Jax does when she comes back. I'm really sad to hear, guys, about Braun Strowman. He has to get neck fusion surgery. He's going to be out for a while. That's the same surgery that a few other guys
Edge.
Have had. Edge. Yes, Edge had that. I think Kurt Angle had it. And I know that Randy Orton had back fusion surgery on his back and his spine. So, you know, and so did Big E. So that fusion surgery there for your neck and back, that's not really great. And he's going to be out for a while, and I feel bad for him because I thought when he came back to the WWE, he was going to win some titles and do some things. And really, creative hasn't really put him in any position other than with Ricochet for tag team work, and that's it. It's very sad about what's going on with some of this creative with WWE right now. Smoking Jim?
Well, you mentioned Ricochet, Flippy. What happened to him this weekend, man? It looked like somebody interfered with his match, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's been having some issues. You know, some people have been interfering, getting in his way, and
right.
you know, he got that Imperium running around like they own the place. And, you know, so, you know, we'll see what goes on from there, Mark.
Well, I will tell you this, and it's going to be interesting to see tomorrow with SmackDown what's going to go on with the bloodline because, like I said before, you know, they don't rebuild, they retool. And I can see them adding some guys to compensate Roman Reigns where the bloodline kind of, you know, is still relevant, but relevant as far as going after them. Down the line, because I can see something like that on a clash, you know, but, and that might take place at SummerSlam, who knows, because that kick to Roman Reigns didn't really sit pretty with Roman Reigns, so there's going to be some payback, and I might lay this out, it could happen at SummerSlam. I don't know what your thoughts are on it, guys. We'll start with you, Ralph, first, and then give it over to Smoke and Jim, as we're blowing it up here on a Thursday like we always do.
Yeah, we have 203. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight and your comments as well.
Even on the delay, we're starting to hang, and I appreciate you breaking it down, letting everybody know, delayed a little, but we got that kinked out, and these people wait
yes,
for us, and that's a great thing.
Yes, we did. I wanted to let everyone know tonight you can watch the replay on Facebook of Liberty Bell Smack. Our buddy there, Harry the Greek, was on today on Liberty Bell Smacker.
He kind of sidestepped the issue when I brought it up. If you can run away with somebody for a weekend, what actress would you run away with? I guess his wife was close by because he didn't want to deluge in that one. Smoking Jim and Ralph, you know, he probably wrote it down, was going to text me later who he'd run away with, but he didn't let anybody know on the air who he'd run away with, and I was trying to, you know, work every angle, and Marianne, I was trying to get her to say something, but I guess I heard a lot of crickets in the background of that show.
Smoking Jim, go ahead.
Who would I run away with?
Yeah.
On a weekend, if you could. And why?
Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian. She got a lot of junk in the trunk, bro.
Well, you know, I got nothing, you know, bad about Kim Kardashian. I just think it would take me a half an hour. I don't know what would come off first, the clothes or the makeup. The makeup might take me an hour to get off.
And plus, I think I'm her type.
those exotic-looking women, huh? Yeah, we haven't had this much fun since Ralph was rolling around in Wheeling, West Virginia, and we get that guy from time to time letting us know how that was.
I will
tell you, I know it's a wrestling thing, and we got a lot to talk about on Saturday, and but guys, I don't know how disappointing it was for you the last couple nights in Pittsburgh when the A's came through there, man. That was a tough one to take. I'll tell you, those are the kind of games that come back, and especially if you lose the division by two games, those are the ones that you circle and you go to yourself, no, not this one.
Yeah, that was kind of tough, Mark. It was hard to swallow. It was hard to watch. It was hard to listen to. It was hard all the way around because I cannot believe that we didn't sweep the series against the worst team in baseball. And this is another prime example of what I've been saying how many times, guys. They have to win against these types of teams because when Milwaukee comes in, when some of these other, when the Cubs come in, I don't care where they are. I don't care where they stand. Every time we have issues with the Cubs and with Milwaukee and when they in Cincinnati. So when they start rolling around and Pirates have to play those guys, now they're behind two games.
Yeah, well, I will tell you this, if I can jump in and throw 2 cents on this fire, and we'll give it over to Smoke and Jim. You get the Mets coming in, but then there's a big road trip coming, guys. And I think it's a 7-gamer. It's going through Chicago and Milwaukee. They haven't played those teams, the team that's in front of them, and then the team that's behind them. And they've been pretty well entrenched, either first or second, for the last month and a half. So they've basically been accustomed to either first or second in the division. The question is, they could have buried this division. They had a tough May, but you know, in June they came out like a bat out of hell. And I don't know if Meatloaf was playing in the background, God rest his soul there, but they came out like, you know, with San Francisco taking the last two and then rolling the Redbirds. But to win the first game against Oakland, lose the last two, it happens, part of the process. But those are the ones that just gnaw at you. I mean, really, they gnaw at you. And we'll find out, you know, they haven't played these two teams on the upcoming road trip. You don't want to look at those two teams. You got to get past the Mets. This is another team that's coming in walking wounded a little. They got swept by the Blue Jays at home, but they went down to Atlanta. So we'll find out what team shows up. You know, if I remember correctly, guys, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. The Mets and Pirates got in a fight, and I don't know. They kind of somebody hit somebody. They all got together. And, you know, I don't know what's being said in those when everybody gets together. Maybe they're asking for what restaurants are good in Pittsburgh or New York, but I don't know what what the whole thing was, but I imagine you guys remembered that.
Yeah, I do remember that that stuff there that was going on. No, you know what happened? Remember on Brewster's Millions when John Candy says, hey, Nixon, I heard about your wife. And he goes, well, what did you hear? He says, I heard she's ugly. And then he stepped out or something. Yeah, everybody remembers that one on Brewster's Millions. Maybe that's what happened. You ever think about that? You know?
Yeah. Well, let me get to some of these questions. They're flooding here, so I'll bring about three of them to the forefront. We'll get back to the show. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon goes, guys, you got a great show. Next time, set the alarm clock. I miss you, even missing you guys for a minute. I got my alarm clock set for Saturdays. I love your show. Who was the guy that called you a couple weeks ago on a Saturday? Sounded like he was in a gas station dialing you up there. So. I don't know who that was, a loyal listener, but yeah, we appreciate it, and sorry about the delay, but it happens sometimes. You know, it's technology. We ran through it, and, you know, we appreciate you, Steve, for listening. Let me get Benji coming out of Bellingham, Washington. Says, guys, my Mariners took your Pirates. Pirates are looking good. I'm trying to clean my cobwebs out after the Padres just killed us. I'll be in Anaheim this weekend seeing the Mariners and Angels playing. Go Mariners. Weren't they your team to come out of the American League, Mancini? If I remember, it was the Padres and Mariners for the World Series. Yeah, that's what I had. I had the Padres and Mariners. And it's a long year. We haven't, you know, got there. But, boy, Texas is playing some good baseball, man. You know, if I can jump in here and pass it along with you guys, is Bruce Bochy kind of remind you of Pat Riley? Wherever he goes, a dude wins. Smoking Jim?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
You know.
Mark. He does win everywhere he goes. It's too bad he's not the man.
Dalen coming in here, what a quick comment from Chelmsford, Mass, a regular listener, says, guys, I can't get enough of your show. Bruce Bochy has the biggest head. Do you think he can get sponsored from Dennis Gilbert, who created Fatheads? Oh, God.
All right, guys, we have 266 people listening. I appreciate everyone for listening. And we're sorry that we were late tonight, but we're
Let me get another quick one. Jim coming in from New Rochelle, New York, says, guys, you always guys coined the phrase, you don't know where the East Coast is after Pittsburgh. Let me reiterate that. When we sweep you guys with the brooms this weekend in Pittsburgh, you'll definitely know where New York is located.
Oh, man.
Any comment with that, Ralph? And then we'll give it over to Smoke and Jim. We'll get back to what we talk about, the wrestling.
Yeah, I happen to know where New York is, although I've never been to New York City. I've been to New York, but not New York City. And, Christopher Cross once said, in the theme song for Arthur, it's either the moon or New York City. So maybe I'll pick the moon over New York City. So,
yeah. Yeah, I noticed how they break that down. It's you know, New York City. Why did you just come up with a third one, New York downtown or something like that, and clarify it? But, I got a lot of cousins out around that area. It's a nice. I tell them it's a nice place to visit. It's like going to Sacramento. I've seen it once. I don't need to keep going back there. I need to reside in God's country, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Ralph, any comment? You clarified it with New York, with Arthur and the moon, or New York City. Smoke and Jim, as we give it over to you, any comment on the guy in New York bringing brooms to Pittsburgh this weekend?
Well, I tell you what, Mark, it was very disappointing to lose to the A's, a team that's going through the motion this year because of all, you know, they don't really have a home and, you know, the fans are a little upset in Oakland. But, the Pirates got to get back on it. They got to take advantage of playing at home because, like you said, they go on the road. Pretty soon it's going to be tough. So, the Mets may win the series, but I don't think they're going to sweep the Pirates, not with the art festival going on in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, exactly.
Mark and Smoke and Jim, we're going to get to our finish up our top 100 tag teams.
Yeah, let's go. We got about 15 minutes left in this show. So you've got the floor, Ralph, as we finish this rounded up from last week, the top 100 tag teams.
Okay, number 65 we left off on was Ciampa and Gargano. Okay, number 64, America's Most Wanted. Number 63, Triple X. Number 62, Billy Gunn and Chuck. Remember them? Billy and Chuck?
Yeah.
His brother showed up? Yeah. London and Kendrick at number 61. They were a decent team. They won the SmackDown tag team belts a few times. And, damn, the APA at number 60. Damn. So there you go. Ron Simmons and Hulu, JBL. All right, number 59, The Doom. Not the Legion of Doom, The Doom. Number 58, Red Dragon. Number 57, The Gangsters. Number 56, Beer Money. That was Rick Rude and James Storm, Beer Money. All right, number 55, American Wolves. Number 54, Too Cool. Scotty Too Hotty and Rikishi. Too Cool was the name of that tag team. All right.
Wow.
Number 53, The Nasty Boys. Remember them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 52, The Mega Powers. Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan. Next, Owen Hart and the British Bulldog. Number 51, The U.S. Express at number 50. Number 49, Public Enemy. Number 48, The Varsity Club. Number 47, The Sheepherders, also known as The Bushwhackers. Number 46, The Vachon Brothers. Number 45, The Brothers of Destruction, Kane and The Undertaker. Number 44, The Valiant Brothers. Number 43, Larry the Axe Henning and Harley Race. Wow. I forgot about that team. Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right, number 42, The Briscoes. Number 41, RVD and Sabu from, what you call it there, Mark? Oh, gosh. ECW, RVD and Sabu. All right, number 40, Money, Inc. Number 39, The Lucha Brothers, who are currently in AEW. Number 38, Owens and Zane. Number 37, here we go. The Rock's father, Rocky Johnson, and Tony Atlas. I remember them. They were a strong team, and they won the titles, too. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat at number 36 with Jay Youngblood. So, number 35, The Crusher and The Bruiser. Number 34, Braun Gagne and Brunzel. Number 33 here. The Eliminators, whoever they are. Number 32, The Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. Number 31, FTR. Number 30, Hoss and Benjamin. Who remembers that team? Charlie Hoss and Shelton Benjamin. Hoss is back in wrestling. He's in the independents. And, you know, we all know where Benjamin is. He's trying to get back with the Hurt Business and all that stuff with Cedric Alexander. All right, next, number 29, this is my team, Harlem Heat. Smoking Jim and I.
Oh, yeah.
And Mark, Harlem Heat. Best match I saw was Harlem Heat versus the Outsiders at that Scotia's bike rally there in North Dakota. Oh, my gosh, was that a great match. Fuji and Tanaka at number 28. All right. Number 27, the New Age Outlaws. That was the Road Dogg and
the Guns,
Gunn.
The Gunn Brothers, right?
No, that was Road Dogg, Jesse James, and Billy Gunn. That was the New Age Outlaws. All right, the Rock and Sock Connection, number 26. Wow, I remember that one. That Mick Foley there with the Rock, number 25. Bockwinkel and Ray the Crippler Stevens and Nick Bockwinkel. Wow. Ray the Crippler Stevens. I remember him. He was the one that pile drive Snuka on Roddy Piper's show that time. Number 24, Flair and Valentine. Ric Flair, Greg Valentine. Number 23, Los Guerreros. Number 22, the Young Bucks. Number 21, the Rockers. You know who the Rockers were? Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. Number 20, Edge and Christian. Number 19, the Wild Samoans. Number 18, the Funks, the Funk Brothers. Number 17, the Fabulous Ones. You ready for this, guys? Number 16, the original Hollywood Blonde. Tell me who that was, because I know who it is. Go ahead.
Original Hulkster?
No. I'll give you a hint. That's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Stone Cold
somebody
said
told me
so.
It was the late Brian Pillman. It was Pillman and Austin.
Wow.
They were the original Hollywood Blonde. All right, Ole and Arn Anderson at number 15. They deserve that one. Number 14, the Dudley Boys. Oh, yeah. Number 13, the Brain Busters. That was Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. Remember that was Bobby Heenan. Number 12, and they deserve it, the New Day. Number 11, Demolition. Number 10, the British Bulldogs. Number 9, the Usos. Number 8, the Von Erichs. Number 7, the Fabulous Freebirds.
Oh, I remember those guys.
Oh, yeah. Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Gordy. Oh, yeah, I remember them guys. All right, and then the Hart Foundation at number 6. Number 5, the Midnight Express. Number 4, the Hardys. Number 3, the Road Warriors. Number 2, the Steiner Brothers. And are you ready for number 1? The Rock and Roll Express. The Rock and Roll Express is number 1 in this 100 countdown. Any questions, guys?
Now, who was the Rock and Roll Express? Was it Marty Jannetty?
No, it was... his son is wrestling now in NWA, and he's still wrestling, and I'm trying to remember their names, but, yeah, it was, the Rock and Roll Express, they're number one. Hang on a minute. But, like I said,
Who was it?
Hold on. Morton and, I remember Morton, but, I can't remember the other guy's name. Hold on. Okay, here we are. Robert Gibson
Maybe.
And Ricky Morton. That's who
That's
it is.
It.
Robert Gibson and Ricky Morton. So.
Well, we're down to the last 6 minutes. And let everybody know June 20th what you guys are going to do, because I thought that was extraordinary news that needs to get out there so these listeners can start following you guys over there too.
Oh, yeah. 388 people are listening. I really appreciate it. And, what a group there, Mark. Fabulous Freebirds, Midnight Express, Steiner Brothers, and the Rock and Roll Express. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be starting June 20th, Tuesday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., and every Tuesday after that, we are going to be on, Smoke and Jim and I are going to be taking Sports Corner to Beaver County Radio. And Beaver County Radio is FM 95.7. FM 99.3 in Western Pennsylvania, and AM 1230 and AM 1460. Okay, now, you can also get on their website, Beaver County Radio, part of the St. Barnabas Broadcasting. You can also watch us live on Beaver County Radio's Facebook page, and you can also download the app. So Tuesday night on Sports Corner, we had some people who said they don't get Facebook. I said, well, guess what you can do? You can do that as well, and I'm going to try, and I'm going to be uploading it on to YouTube, and I'm also going to be, it will be aired on PCTV in Pittsburgh as well. So you'll be able to watch every part of our radio shows, and you can get the archive versions as well on Beaver County Radio. And write this number down, 724-774. 1888 is our request line, and also 724.
Can you repeat that again?
1888.
Can you repeat that again?
What, the call-in numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 724-774-1888. And then the other number is 724-843-1888.
843-1888.
Area code 724. And also, folks, 724-774-1888 as well.
That's going to be good. Any comments as we wrap this thing up, Smoking Jim? Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my good friend, too, as well as we reconvene here next Thursday.
I tell you what, Ralph got me excited about the radio opportunity. It's a great opportunity. Great. We met the general manager and everybody, and they're just excited about Ralph Williams bringing his brand of greatness to the radio airwaves. Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
He's going to bring the ladies to that show, too. Watch out, man. It'll be the ladies' lounge.
Oh, yeah.
As we give it over to you, Ralph, and we wrap this thing up, let everybody know how you could be heard across the board, whether it's Tampa, this one, the Eternal Bum. You got your fingerprints on a lot of things, and we're just so blessed to have you as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mark. Thank you. Also, I forgot to mention, we are on Amped Up Sports' Facebook page. They just put up our live show from PCTV last week. So Amped Up Sports has us on their Facebook page. So if you want to watch more of Sports Corner, you can do that as well on Amped Up Sports. Also, we're part of that network as well. You can reach me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also you can watch on YouTube some of our archive versions of Sports Corner with myself and Smoking Jim Frazier. And the way I see it on Monday nights at 7 p.m. as well.
Yeah, you can catch me tomorrow morning, Pittsburgh Pirate podcast with Tarek Brock, as they get ready with the New York Mets coming into town for a three-game series. That's followed by the San Francisco Giants one with Alex Berg, where the Chicago Cubs will be going through San Francisco. Later on in the day, the taping of the XM Sirius 203-217, Fred Wallen and Artie Source, so we're just so blessed to have that. And I heard your great thing. You had your interview with Kip Gross the other day. How did that go real fast, Ralph?
That went really well, Mark. I will send you the YouTube version of our show from Tuesday night with Kip Gross. It went very well. He emailed me and said he had a great time on the show, and it was very nice for him. He thanked me for being on. Very nice guy. We had a great time. We talked about baseball, his time in baseball, and what he's doing now, and it was very nice. It was very good.
Yeah, and the Gross Misconduct podcast, you'll hear it practice number 6 this coming Tuesday, I believe. So write that down, then he'll be launching that one. And as Harry Berg said, the Mancini brothers, Ralph Williams and yours truly, Mark Mancini, Smoking Jim Frazier running the ladies' lounge there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Stay tuned at the top of the hour. We don't know what the hell they're cooking, but they're cooking up something. That's the Eat Me Cooking podcast, where we've dissected a lot of things besides vegetables, meat, and eggs. Whether it's nude beaches or, you know, breast, we'll try to figure out what these guys are talking about this week. So,
hey, Mark,
stay tuned
nice
for that one.
For beans and wiener.
Yeah. And then after that one, live from Phoenix, Arizona, Cornelius Brad Hanna, The Duel in the Desert. That should be a dandy as we break stuff down in that one. For the Berg Boys in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I love them dearly, man. We're joined at the hip. Smoking Jim Frazier, Ralph Williams, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying thank you for making us strong each and every week. We appreciate the comments, and I know I see the technology glitches there, too. We've corrected that. We'll be ready to go next week, 7:30. Till then, have a blessed one. Check out the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Power Now by Mancini Media. Have a good one, guys, and thanks for tuning in.
Have a great one.